Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The idea of a month specifically dedicated to Mary can be traced back to Baroque times. Although it wasn't always held during May, Mary Month included 30 daily spiritual exercises honoring Mary. It was in this era that Mary's month and May were combined, making May the month of Mary with special devotions organized on each day throughout the month. This custom became especially widespread during the 19th century and remains in practice until today. May the 13th is also the Catholic feast day of Our Lady of Fatima, commemorating the first apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary to three shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal, on May the 13th, 1917. This day marks the anniversary of the initial apparition and is celebrated annually by Catholics worldwide. The feast day of Our Lady of Pompeii is also celebrated on May the 8th. This day commemorates the Virgin Mary's apparition to Blessed Bartolo Longo, who was inspired to spread devotion to the Holy Rosary and rebuild the shrine of Our Lady of Pompeii, which had become a symbol of faith and devotion. May the 8th also saw a significant change in the Catholic Church, with Pope Leo XIV becoming the first ever pope from the United States. Pope Leo XIV even celebrated his electoral triumph by praying the Hail Mary with the world. Pope Leo XIV also honored the Blessed Virgin Mary by singing the Regina Caeli in Latin with the cardinals at the conclusion of his first Mass as the new pontiff. We know of the role that the Virgin Mary plays in the end times, and it is pretty clear that the election of Cardinal Robert Prevost as Pope, who is also known for his devotion to Our Lady, it is pretty clear that things are shaping up towards the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary refers to Mary's Immaculate Heart, representing her perfect love and purity that will ultimately triumph over evil and bring about a new era of peace and grace in the world. This triumph is often seen as a victory of faith over doubt, hope over despair, and love over hatred. The triumph is believed to usher in a new era of peace and justice in the world, where Christ's reign is more widely recognized and accepted. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.